The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our encouragement talk this evening will be given by Dharma holder Reverend Paul Galvin.
Wonderful to be here with all of you. Not just tonight, but throughout this whole day. As I was sitting here, a little nervous about what to say, I blinked my eyes and I realized that I'm tired. And maybe some of you are too. This 24 hours deep in Sesshin. If there is any doubt whether you're going to be in Sesshin 24 hours ago, I think you've answered that to a certain extent. This day has unfolded. Could not have planned this day. Of course, I did plan on what my practice would be, and something completely different and wonderful and awful and amazing showed up instead. And again, maybe this is something that you've noticed as well. As I've been sitting since the Dharma talk that Melissa Roshi gave, elements of the koan have been coming up for me. I think in particular, as many of you shared in the Dharma dialogue, identifying aspects with the emperor. For me, it's specifically the ask. The emperor who is filling the role that is often filled by the nameless monk or the student. In this case, an emperor, and the ask, how can I serve? How can I serve? Something so genuine and authentic in that ask. And as I glance out at all of you, I see this ask. How can I serve? In Boundless Way, we put quite a bit of importance in Sesshin. If you were unaware of this, just look at our calendar. Every month and sometimes a couple of times a month, there is a Sesshin or a retreat. Valuing the importance of this type of practice, this intensive practice. And yet, this importance doesn't overshadow this real call for practice. We don't hide here. I come to Sesshin because I want to wake up to my life, all of it, not just here on the cushion. I'm not sure what you have asked, but I know you have asked something, how you can serve this life, how maybe you can offer meaning, offer respite, how you might be able to save all beings, including this one, including the one that is sitting in your chair and on your cushion. This ask of the emperor and the ask of all of us as we show up is this calling out for our life, this calling out to show up in our life. And just as David Roshi was giving a little extra encouragement around the Om Nam, this call and response, that the universe does answer. Just as the national teacher answered. It may not be what we think the answer is supposed to be or could be or want it to be. And the ask always receives an answer. My encouragement for all of us, not just simply for the rest of the day or the rest of this session, but for the rest of our lives. Keep asking. Keep listening. Keep showing up in your life. Thank you.